Chapter 4, The Devil's Door, The Spirit of Rejection. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. I have been ministering deliverance for more than 30 years, and I am still amazed at the number of people who suffer from the spirit of rejection. The demonic spirit of double-mindedness first enters a person's life through rejection. The spirit of rejection is so common that it is always present in the demonized people to whom I minister. Rejection is a wound that usually begins early in life, and a wound left untreated develops into an infection. Demons are like germs that are attracted to a wound and cause an infection. In other words, what begins as a wound develops into something much worse. Not only does rejection wound, but it also affects a person's identity. The person rejected feels as if there is something wrong with him and therefore will reject himself. The spirit of self-rejection usually accompanies rejection. The enemy sets up false personalities within a person who has been rejected. The core of the rejection personality is rejection, self-rejection, and fear of rejection. No one likes to be rejected. It is a hurtful and painful experience. Most people avoid it at all costs. Fear is a stronghold within the rejection personality. Fear of being rejected, hurt, laughed at, abandoned, mistreated, and so on. The rejection personality is the inward manifestation of double-mindedness, as we saw in Ahab, one of the kings of Israel. Rejection causes a person to withdraw or isolate oneself. This is a defense mechanism. It is the equivalent of the ostrich sticking its head in the sand. Rejection is the sense of being unwanted, the agony of desperately wanting people to love you, but being convinced they do not. They actually may be loving and accepting, but when you are suffering rejection, you are unable to believe or receive it. There is an aching desire to be a part of something, but you never...